Hi, I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm sitting in for Alex Aubuchon. We'll be hearing from Richard Scott over at WVUA in just a moment. There's no finalized state budget, but Alabama lawmakers did pass one bill that lets certain members of certain agencies and boards phone in their votes. The measure requires a majority of the panel's quorum to be physically present in the meeting room. The Alabama Public Service Commission, standing legislative committees, and the Alabama Ethics Commission would not be allowed to meet electronically. The bill now goes to Governor Robert Bentley for his signature. The U.S. Department of Labor issued over a dozen citations this week to a North Alabama fireworks plant. Ultratech Special Effects was given 14 citations and will be expected to pay over $65,000 in penalties. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration revealed several cases of negligence that contributed to a deadly explosion earlier this year. Ramona Morris is the area director for OSHA in Birmingham. She says her goal is to keep accidents like this from happening.
Basically, in this particular case, we had two employees to lose their life. The employer is responsible for maintaining a safe and healthful workplace under the OSHA Act of 1970. So my goal is to try to prevent these types of things from happening in the future and hopefully protect employees.
The blast killed two employees and injured four others. Ultratech has a history of OSHA violations dating back to the mid-1980s, as well as numerous fires and explosions. Rural Alabama residents will finally be able to get broadband internet thanks to an FCC program. It's called Connect America, and its mission is to provide access to high-speed internet everywhere in the country. Mark Wigfield is spokesman for the FCC. He says Windstream Communications is the latest company to come on board with Connect America.
They'll get this $500,000 a year to expand and support broadband service for these customers. The idea is that they have to have 40% of it built out by the end of 2017 and then 60% by the end of 2018 and have it completely done by 2020.
Wigfield says Frontier Communications is also involved with the program. AT&T and CenturyLink have been approached as well. And Bluebell Creameries has resumed ice cream shipments, and products from the company's plant in Sylacauga could soon be included. The new shipments come 4 months after listeria contamination halted sales and production. The company didn't specify where or when its ice cream would be sold. Bluebell voluntarily recalled all products back in April after they were linked to 10 listeria illnesses in four states. The company stopped production and started extensive cleaning at its plants in Texas, Alabama, and Oklahoma. Let's get with Richard Scott. He's got the latest from WVUA.
Good Wednesday morning to you. We'll top out in the lower 90s this afternoon. Same deal on Thursday. Upper 80s for North Alabama. Look for plenty of sunshine. Humidity levels quite a bit lower. Overnight lows in the 60s tonight and on Thursday night. As going to the weekend, moisture levels start to come back up. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.